Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 46. Southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 42. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 51. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, school districts across the state of Kansas last week wrapped up with many of them just shutting down completely with the number of students and staff that were out due to the flu and illnesses in the state. And some parents across the state say they're starting to get a little frustrated with having to call their kids out and spreading viruses.
They should go back to wearing masks. They're spreading crap to everybody. Like, when my kids don't feel good, I call them in immediately.
That audio from KWCH News. Local health departments across the state also say that while the flu is bad now, we haven't even hit the peak of part of the season yet.
A lot of people were practicing those good health habits of masking that we know now really does work. And social distancing, washing our hands a lot, staying home if we're ill. Sometimes we don't reach our peak until February, sometimes March. So there's a lot of sickness yet to be had.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. For the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Riley County Police Department, along with the Lawrence Police Department, are investigating 14 rapes that have happened at a Kansas college between the years of 2000 and 2015. As WIBW reports that according to both police departments, they are warning students to be vigilant going into the winter break. As the departments say, they are continuously working together as they believe that all 14 rape cases are from one individual, calling him the Kansas College Rapist. They are reminding all residents to be vigilant in exercising their personal safety and report any suspicious activity during the winter break, where you can call the Lawrence Police Department, the Riley County Police Department, or by 911. In other news, the body of a 41-year-old Kansas woman has been found in an empty shipping container in a port near the city of Taichung in Taiwan. KAKE News reports that the container left Los Angeles in late October and was unloaded on November 16th when the woman's body was found inside along with her belongings, which included a wallet and a black and red handbag. According to the initial autopsy, there were no injuries, and the woman has been identified through her belongings along with matching her name and photo from a social media account.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Nebraska health officials say that over the last few years, they've seen a trend of increased sexually transmitted infections that they've seen more so over the past few years up until 2022. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Central District Health Department said the number of STI cases have been on the increase since 2018, when there were less than 10 cases then. But as of 2021, that number has risen to 415.
The cases that we're seeing, probably the highest would be in people in their 20s, but they do range from as young as 13 up to individuals in their 50s and 60s.
That was Amy DeRoz, the Central District Health District Disease Intervention Specialist on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say the most common STI that they have been seeing coming in has been chlamydia, although syphilis cases have doubled over the last year as well. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gather. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
In 2022, Mother Nature will of course bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners approved setting a public hearing for renewal of a neighborhood revitalization program and a public hearing for implementation of an infill housing revitalization program for December 27th at 8:30 and 8:45 a.m. respectively. Nancy Brazier, General Manager, and Amanda Peace with Transition Plus in Summerfield presented an update on recently finished construction of a large greenhouse with a capacity to hold 75 hydroponic growing towers. They're currently raising and harvesting produce, which is being distributed to several local restaurants. They're working on getting more towers and expanding distribution in the former Summerfield School, which also houses a thrift shop administered through Transition Plus. The representatives asked the board if there are any American Rescue Plan funds available that could help with capital purchase of additional towers. No decision was made. The matter will be considered at the next meeting. Washington County Commissioners last week voted to give all employees a 5% increase on their base salary. Nemahal County Commissioners heard from several local residents regarding possible closure of T Road in Granada Township between 88th and 96th Road. The bridge in this mile section was washed out about 10 years ago and has not been replaced. General consensus was to put in a new bridge at the location and keep the road open. Commissioner Vons advised getting this bridge added to the list to be replaced. Granada Township would then maintain that road along with other township roads. An offer from Kansas Gas Service to purchase a roughly 5,000-square-foot section of county-owned property near the Nemahal County Training Center for a town border station to be located in Seneca was approved for just over $12,000. Cleanup efforts continue from last week's pipeline break in Washington County as the Keystone Energy Line released some 14,000 barrels of Canadian crude along a Mill Creek tributary northeast of Washington. A dam was constructed at a low water bridge on Mill Creek within 12 hours of the incident to prevent the spill from moving downstream and potentially move into other waterways. Multiple booms or barriers have also been installed downstream from that location. Around-the-clock air quality checks and other environmental monitoring is continually taking place. EPA said no drinking water wells were affected and no one was evacuated. KDHE warned that people and animals should not wade into the creek. Cause of the break and a timeline as to completion of cleanup has not been determined, but it reportedly could take upwards of more than a month. Hundreds of workers are using vacuum trucks to contain loose oil, and traffic on B Street north from Washington has been heavy with equipment up to 20th Road. That site is cordoned off, and security checkpoints have been established as cleanup efforts continue. Closing the Wetmore School is on the agenda for Monday night's meeting of the USD 113 Prairie Hills School District. At a special school board meeting in November, a number of public comments were heard from district patrons, primarily from Wetmore, but including Axtell. Gary Runnebaum, former USD 488 Axtell School Board member, spoke about Axtell School's education and athletic achievements. Prairie Hills Superintendent Todd Evans then commented, "With the challenges, our Axtell has an expenditure issue and Wetmore an enrollment issue. The concern is planning for future sustainability." Evans explained how weighted full-time equivalency and valuation were calculated and used for funding and expense allocation. Discussion of campus viability is again on the agenda for the meeting Monday, December 12th and the board will consider a resolution to conduct a hearing to consider a proposal to close the school building with grades pre-K through 12 at the Wetmore Academic Center. Other business Monday on the agenda includes approval of Gay Frazee as principal for the Axtell Schools for the 23-24 school year. Doris E. Wright, age 90 of Beatty, passed away December 5th. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for Doris Wright. Merlin Mert W. Firking, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mert Firking. Stephen D. Gibson, age 75, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Stephen Gibson. Vernon Dale Crom, age 80, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. A graveside service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dale Crom. Marceline Marcy Meyer, age 91, of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge for Marcy Meyer.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A large low-pressure system will start to make its way through the region today, bringing a chance for some rain showers and gusty winds throughout these next few days. For today's forecast, some drizzle likely, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy and warmer with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Some showers may continue throughout the day on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and upper 50s. Southeast winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Conditions will start to clear up throughout Tuesday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Temperatures will then stay cooler throughout the region on Wednesday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. And staying cloudy throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 66. The average low 24 and the record low 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 5:04.
In-season fruit is hard to find this time of year, but we know of some interesting alternatives. We will share those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 12th, the 346th day of the year. Singers Frank Sinatra and Dionne Warwick were both born on this day. This is a good time of year to broaden your fruit horizons. There's a scarcity of quality local produce, but some of the more exotic fruits are at their best. Consider kumquats. The tiny olive-sized citrus is in season and goes well in salads and salsa. Quinces are also in season. They're a cousin to apples and pears, and some think they help ward off the flu. And carambola is now at its sweetest, also known as star fruit for its unique shape. Many people use them to make edible Christmas tree ornaments. Check with a specialty grocer if you don't see them in the supermarket. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as all of last year's Christmas ornaments are 75% off. Shop Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Week number 14 for the NFL is officially in the books, and the Kansas City Chiefs ended up topping the Denver Broncos on the road in Colorado as the Chiefs overtook the Broncos at 34-28, going into the half with second quarter with 21 points.
Fake it. Wilson. Intercepted. Picked up by Willie Gay. And Gay is going to take it all the way. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That keeps the rally going for the Kansas City Chiefs, sitting atop the AFC West at number one, sitting 10-3 overall for the season. The Broncos are the opposite at the bottom of the AFC West at 3-10. Kansas City remains on the road as they go into next Sunday, December 18th, with a kickoff in the middle of the day at noon on the road against the Houston Texans. The Texans are coming off their loss against the Dallas Cowboys over the weekend, 27-23. They are also at the bottom of the AFC South with a record of 1-11 for the season. Mid-America Network Sports. The end-of-the-year blowout sale is going on now at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models and offering huge discounts on 2022s. Make your way to Riverwind RV at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road and check out the end-of-the-year sale going on now through January. Are you looking for a new travel trailer, fifth-wheeler, or toy hauler?
Riverwind RV has exactly what you're looking for.
RVs of all types and sizes by manufacturers like Winnebago,
Heartland,
Forest River,
Gulfstream,
and Keystone, with discounts so big it's unbelievable. Now is the best time to buy at Riverwind RV. Stop by the east side location at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover at 159th and Kellogg Drive, or check them out online at riverwindrv.com. It's the end of the year blowout sale at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealer in Wichita. Stop by or call them at 316-364-3333. Riverwind RV's huge end of the year sale is going on now. College hoops back in action over the weekend in Kansas as well. We'll start off with the number 6 Kansas Jayhawks as they dominated Missouri over the weekend on Saturday with a final score of 95-67. It was the first loss for the Missouri Tigers as the number 6 Jayhawks ended up with their record now at 9-1. The Jayhawks move up from the number 9 slot from the national AP polls, now sitting at number 6 nationwide. They have another week off as they come back home and take on the number 14 Indiana Hoosiers. That tip-off coming up this Saturday at 11 a.m. In Wildcat basketball, they also had a big weekend as they won on Sunday against the Incarnate World Cardinals with a dominant victory as well, sitting 98-50, and also putting the Kansas State Wildcats at 9-1 for the season. Incarnate World went to 5-6. That game was at home for Kansas State as they have their long streak at home in Manhattan. Their next game also coming up on Saturday with an evening tip-off at 6:30 against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. KU and Kansas State are tied at number 1 in that Big 12 conference, all sitting 9-0 for their overall season. TCU is coming up behind them at 8-1.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Clay Setter took Marysville 32-24, Smoky Valley over Concordia 47-27, and Augusta beat Abilene. Frankfort girls trimmed Northern Heights 49-17. Washington County beat Wakefield 38-20. Centralia over Hiawatha 43-38. Hanover girls ran away from Wetmore 96-10. Valley Heights topped Republic County 55-24. Sterling beat Diller O'Dell 69-46. And Southern took Tri-County 42-32. In boys play, Marysville over Clay Center 69-46. Concordia down Smoky Valley 65-59. Frankfort boys took Northern Heights 50-49. Washington County over Wakefield 60-23. Centralia down Hiawatha 50-49. Hanover boys beat Wetmore 73-35. Valley Heights over Republic County 49-45. And Diller O'Dell took Sterling 59-42. Saturday in girls action, Washington County fell to Clifton Clyde 55-40. Lynn beat Rock Hill 60-32. And in boys play, Washington County over Pike Valley 60-47. Clifton Clyde took Lynn 63-32. Marysville girls finished second, boys third in the Clay Center Invitational Saturday. Cameron Wetter won first, Gable Fredrickson and Carter Trimble second place, with Eli Sidlacek third in the boys division. On the girls' side, Ella Johnson was first, with Charlotte Knopf, Paige Siemens, and Rose Latta second place.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. You may have noticed a relatively newcomer to the Christmas tree lot. The soft blue-green needles of concolor, also called white fir, make it a standout among the other trees. Consider using this fir as your fresh-cut holiday tree or landscape plant. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The concolor fir's small, narrow needles, shape, and aroma, as well as good needle retention, make it an excellent Christmas tree. In the landscape, it's much more tolerant of heat, drought, and cold than most other firs. It grows best in full sun with deep, rich, well-drained soils, but will tolerate light shade. The white fir is native to the western United States from Colorado to southern California and northern Mexico. It has a similar shape and color to the blue spruce, but its softer texture and lack of serious pests makes it a great alternative to that popular spruce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
The first operational helicopters took flight in the 1930s. Widespread production of the aircraft didn't occur for another decade after that. However, inventors were experimenting with prototypes for much of the early 20th century. The first patent was for craft here on the High Plains. That story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
As Karen Anderson explains, they were railroad workers with an imagination.
William Purvis and Charles Wilson were the two creators of the Goodland flying machine. They worked for the Rock Island as machinists. And in their spare time, they developed the plans for a helicopter, a flying machine.
6 years previous, the Wright brothers made their first airplane flight. And this first helicopter was designed much like a drawing by Leonardo da Vinci.
It's got two sails at the top that rotate counterclockwise direction. And then you have the base, which has the two engines mounted with three wheels as a base. And then it also has sails on either side to help with your side movement.
Perhaps most remarkable was the inventor's ability to raise funds for the project.
They created the Goodland Aviation Company. The guys sold $30,000 worth of stock in their company to raise funds for building the helicopter. It was a locally supported project. These are all locals buying $30,000 worth of stock. This is no small undertaking.
There are two different accounts of the first flight. One has it rising a few feet in the air, then crashing to the ground when a guide wire broke.
The other account, which is certainly more thrilling, it takes off and flies 20 feet into the air like a crippled praying mantis. It flies into a water tower and it disintegrates, showers everybody watching with water and parts too.
The machine did make history, though.
That was the end of the helicopter. They did get it patented, so we hold America's first patented helicopter.
Parts from the original, plus a life-size working model, are housed here at the Museum of the Great Plains. Traveling the countryside in Goodland, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
The telephone and barbed wire fencing were invented in the 1870s. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Frontier ingenuity used both to communicate with neighbors as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone in the 1870s, the Bell companies catered to businessmen in cities, and the rural areas were left out because building lines was expensive and hardly worth the effort in sparsely populated areas. However, they didn't know that farmers were very innovative and that barbed wire fences could transmit a telephone signal. Rob McDougall is an associate professor of American history at Western University in Ontario, Canada. He says they figured out that all you needed was a store-bought phone and a smooth metallic wire that ran from their farm to the fence.
So farmers attached their telephones directly to those barbed wire fences and ran electrical current through the fences, and it worked. You could talk that way. These farmer systems were almost invariably party lines. So there's no operator. There might be a dozen farmers on the line, and everybody is connected to the same circuit. So what you would do is every household would have a distinct ring.
Of course, there was a lot of eavesdropping because they could listen in on a neighbor's call. But the lines were invaluable for getting information and providing a connection with neighbors.
People might read the news over the wires, and anyone who wanted to listen in could listen in. People might give weather reports or crop prices. They might just tell stories. They might broadcast sermons on Sunday, or they might play music. They might all even sing along. I can't imagine the sound quality would be too great, but nevertheless, there was this kind of sociability that emerged from everyone being linked on the same line.
Learn more about the history of the barbed wire telephone at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I have to admit, I love shopping during the holidays. Walking into a store and hearing Christmas music immediately puts me in a good and generous mood. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There can be so much pressure when it comes to gift giving during the holidays, and as a result, it's easy to overspend. That's why it can be helpful to go into the holiday season with a budget. When you have a budget, you're less likely to go into debt buying gifts for others, and you can be more intentional with your spending. Hey, you may even want to consider having open discussions with your loved ones this year about setting realistic expectations for how much you want to spend. While it can be easy to get lost in the hustle and bustle, try to remember the meaning of the season. When you set an intentional budget for holiday spending, you're more likely to have a meaningful Christmas and live with more gratitude. Shop Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
The next Farm Bill will have a strong emphasis on climate. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
2023 is a farm bill year, and much of the buzz about it centers around climate. During a Farm Foundation forum last week, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives CEO Chuck Connor predicted the Farm Bill will be weighted heavily toward conservation.
We really begin to talk about agriculture in a somewhat different way than what we have in past Farm Bills, just in terms of doing all that we can to help farmers meet the challenges that they face in terms of producing as much as they can with the least amount of footprint that they can.
Connor says this next Farm Bill will say a lot about a U.S. commitment to the climate change problem.
Maybe what's a little bit different about this Farm Bill is whether it's the conservation title or just the overall context of the Farm Bill, the world is really watching what we're going to be doing here in terms of this whole climate regenerative agricultural debate and how we partner, if you will, with our producers and our farmers out there to really sort of do it as well as we possibly can.
Connor says that a more intense conservation effort is going to cost more, and he's not sure where that money will come from. Tomorrow, recognizing what farmers will have to invest to up their conservation game. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Save money and get free stuff. Seriously, download the CJ Go app before you fill up next time and earn exclusive deals and rewards. Earn points with every fill-up and redeem those points for dollars off your purchase. Download the CJ Go app and use it at all CJ Express locations. Join, shop, and save with CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, December the 12th. You know, October exports of U.S. pork were the largest in more than a year, and beef export volume also increased from a year ago. In this report, President and CEO Dan Halstermer, USMEF, outlines the market diversity and other factors that have led to the growth in pork exports.
U.S. pork exports in October hit their highest mark of 2022, while beef exports for the year have already topped $10 billion. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Halstrom says the resurgent pork numbers reflect the work done by USMEF to diversify demand.
We're up 5% from a year ago and the largest since June of 2021. A couple of things stand out. Number one is Mexico continues to be one of the primary drivers, not only on volume, but on value as well. I think this just is a testament to the fact that we have a diverse range of markets that are getting more and more active on the pork side after a slow start earlier in the year. The other thing that stands out is we had a record month on pork and variety meat value.
The record pace in U.S. beef demand comes despite significant headwinds from inflation and the strong dollar.
Given the exchange rate headwinds, the fact that we were up slightly in Japan and up 10% on the volume in Korea is good news. Demand is definitely rebounding. You know, retail and online has been strong all along, but I think we're starting to see the rebound of food service. And I just returned from Japan, and I compare that to my trip in September, and it's obvious that downtown Tokyo is much busier. Of course, their last emergency declaration in both Japan and Korea was lifted in April, but it's taken a while, I think, for people to get out and about. I think that'll be a tailwind, the rebound in food service, and I'm certain that we're starting to see the beginning of that in some of these numbers.
And that's a good your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have a great Monday.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gathering. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is building a special stock town bred heifer sale Wednesday, December 14th, starting at 11 a.m. with 1,100 head already consigned. A future consignment includes a mature cow herd dispersal of 214 Western Nebraska origin Red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, to be bred to Peeper Red Angus bulls, due to start calving March 8th for 60 days. This will be an outstanding set of cows. There will be 250 black, white face, and Red Angus cows in mixed consignments, mostly 3 to 6 years old. They'll be bred for spring calves. Red heifers include 400 choice Angus black, white face, and 85 Red Angus and 45 Hereford heifers. Many are AI bred. The balance are bred to high calving ewe bulls. These are due to start calving mid-January through March. Cow-calf pairs include 200 fall calving black and Red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll have September and November calves by sign. For more information on the special cow sale to be held on Wednesday, December 14th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Someday we might be living on the moon, and of course we'll have to grow our own food. Our nation's youth are working on that right now on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A youngster in your town might have the answer on how to grow food on the moon. A global science experiment called Plant the Moon Challenge encourages kids in grades 4 through 12 to see who can grow the best crops using a lunar soil simulant. Sarah Nelson is the state STEM specialist for Iowa 4-H Youth Development and also works for the NASA Iowa Space Grant Consortium. She says teams of students will receive the simulant from the University of Florida. They will use the simulant to design and perform experiments on what kinds of crops they could grow in it.
And of course, they're going to have to be adding things to that simulant from fertilizer, you know, to other things. But they're going to try to grow different crops within a 10-week time frame and then report that back to NASA at the end of it, as long as they complete their experiment. And it'll get added to basically a global database on how can we support people when they might be living on the moon.
Teams might choose to grow row crops or fruits and vegetables, and they will have help from university plant science students to design and execute their experiments. This could have far-reaching impacts for the kids involved.
When we work with youth on different projects such as this, where you have a real result and a real thing that you're communicating out, it changes the nature of the learning and it becomes really engaging and something that's really memorable too. And so we really hope that youth, when they participate in this, might think about a career in agriculture or, you know, in STEM or with NASA.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Plant the Moon Challenge at agriculture.com.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants: more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond, and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. All right, here's what we're looking at in the markets right now. Weather in Argentina affecting the markets. Beans and meals giving back a little bit so far today. And the markets are headed towards holiday mode. Here's what we're looking at for today. Corn for December, 643. That's up 8 1/4. March corn at 653.5. That's up 9.5. Kansas City wheat for March, 862. That's up 29. Kansas City wheat for May at 855.25. That's up 28. Oats for March at 351. That's up 7. May oats at 340. That's up 7.25. January soybeans, 1459. That's down 24.75. Soybeans for March, 1463.5. That's down 24.75. Cotton for March, 79.12 is your current price. That's down $1.82. Cotton for May, 79.22. That's down $1.68. Live cattle for December, 154.35. That's up 67.5 cents. Live cattle for February, 156.07. That's up 52.5 cents right now. Feeder cattle for January, 183.32. That's down 60 cents. Feeder cattle for March at 184.80. That's down 30 cents right now. Crude oil for January, 73.29. That's up $2.27. Gold for December, 17.80.70. That's down $17.40. Gold for February, 17.92.30. That's down $18.40. Silver for December, down 27 cents right now at 23.26.5. Silver for March at 23.41. That's down 30 cents currently. Markets, Dow Jones up 296, S&P up 23, NASDAQ up 38. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. On this Monday, I'm Jeff Aiken.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well. Oh, ho, ho.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Summer heat, even here in Kansas, can have a big impact on cattle health and consequentially an operation's bottom line. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff shares K-State's two-year-long study looking into the impact of shade and limit feeding on heat stress in cattle.
Roughly 2 years ago, a colleague of mine, Dr. Dale Blasi, over in the Animal Science Department, we got together and we really wanted to answer practical questions that producers have. How do we increase the efficiency of our animals, increase their comfort in growing and developing and starting cattle? Okay, so that's kind of what the area that we wanted to work in, you know, stocker, backgrounder, getting higher risk animals started and up and going, but especially during the summer months. We're pretty accustomed to heat stress here in the state of Kansas. What are we doing, or what are some mitigation strategies that we can do, or are there different types of mitigation strategies that we can put together and have an even bigger outcome?
Tarpoff explains the foundations of the research.
Where the question started is, well, what about something as simple as feed management? How we feed, why we feed, the components of what we put into the ration, does that have an impact on heat stress? The thought process there is, well, there is a heat of fermentation. Whenever we feed cattle, we don't directly feed cattle. We feed the rumen microbes that have to ferment the feedstuff, break it down, and a byproduct of that is heat release. So if we feed them a more digestible feedstuff in a limit-fed manner, which Dr. Blasi has been doing this for a number of years at the beef stocker unit, we have some tremendous data that is very consistent over numerous years of the efficiencies and how practical that this limit feeding program can be, but we've never implemented it and look at it, you know, with heat stress. So the idea is more digestible versus a high roughage, high hay type of ration, which would be more typical of backgrounders, versus a higher corn co-product, whether distiller grains or corn gluten feed, where we can see that trade-off.
Tarpoff goes on to give insight into the second component of the study.
But also the other glaring question is, hey, what about shade? You know, shades in different areas of the country are essentially necessary. If you're in deep South Texas, you're in areas of higher humidity, high solar radiation. Here in the Great Plains, in Kansas, in parts of the Midwest, where we have a little bit drier climate, it's not necessarily a necessity to raise cattle, but do we see a benefit? And there's not a wealth of information out there for producers to know what those outcomes will be. So we wanted to couple this limit feeding strategy and sunshades and see what the impact is on our cattle.
That was A.J. Tarpoff, K-State beef veterinarian, sharing insight into K-State's research study on the impact of shade and limit feeding when it comes to heat stress in cattle. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. the least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.